All right, we're going around the NFL a little bit. Justin's in here. In for Jake. Jake is in Boston, from what I understand. Giving Boston that abrasive Jake personality.
I think he's on top of the monster right now.
He said he was going to take a tour of Fenway Park, so
just taking in all the seam history.
Yeah. He loves baseball, man. I'm so jealous of him. So what was the spread in the Bengals game? I know the Ravens were favored, probably by quite a bit.
Baltimore by 6.
Okay. They did not cover. 41-17. And now both those teams are 5-2. And I wonder if the Browns' time atop the AFC North is over. I feel like it was preseason.
Blink and you missed it.
If it was ever, yeah. They won that playoff game last year, and expectations were high. But they're very beat up right now. But even if they weren't very beat up, who would you want to have moving forward if you had to choose a team? The Bengals and their future or the Browns and their future? I'm pretty high on Cleveland.
Yeah.
But they're at this point with Baker where I'm just not sure.
He's the guy?
Like, they have to pick up the fifth year, which they may have already done. I don't know. But you have to decide, do you want to give him the mega contract, the $200 million or whatever he's going to get? Because
mm-hmm.
that's the going rate, right? Would you rather have that where you are with Baker right now? You're on the precipice, if that's a word, to pick that contract up. Or a second-year Joe Burrow, a first-year Ja'Marr Chase, and the Bengals playing like they're playing right now, and the future that that might hold.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I think you'd probably give a lot of credence to the Browns' defense, right? Or are you just talking quarterback?
I'm just saying the whole team, right? The whole team. Which one do you want moving forward? I can give you one, and you're going to be a fan, and you want the team that's going to win more.
Because Myles Garrett would kind of keep me towards Cleveland a little bit.
True.
A little bit. But it's really hard to pass on the Bengals after seeing what Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase did yesterday. And then, honestly, through the first 7 weeks. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is one of the best rookie receivers we've ever seen so far.
And they got so much crap for that draft pick because everyone was saying they needed offensive line help.
Yep.
They needed Penei Sewell.
Well, and the
Norm gets a lot of that crap, yeah.
Well, it's only it's kind of a logic-based argument. Where can you get wide receivers in the draft?
Everywhere.
Yeah. And where can you get offensive linemen, tackles that could man that position for a decade or 15 years? That's like getting a quarterback, a guy like that. And they, you know, especially when you cited, oh, well, they played together in college. They have chemistry. Okay. What does that really mean? He'll have chemistry with anyone who's good.
Yeah, I mean, they'll figure it out.
Dak didn't play together with CD, and they look fine together, don't they? But Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, you say one of the best through 7 games in NFL history, the most receiving yards ever. 754. He had 200 yesterday, 201. And that's against the Ravens in Baltimore. Burrow, 416 yards passing. And he's coming off, what was his injury? Pretty major surgery this offseason. During the season last year.
Week 11 or week 12, yeah, he got shut down for the season. I think even before then, I mean, he wasn't great, but I think he showed some signs that, okay, maybe he can turn this around. I think the biggest question mark people have had is Zach Taylor. Because he was a part of that coach, right? Yeah, he was a part of that gaggle that got hired after Sean McVay busted onto the scene, and people were just grabbing whoever they could underneath his coaching tree. And since Sean McVay has kind of taken a step back, at least as far as tangible success, now we're all wondering, oh boy, did we maybe react too early on grabbing his disciples?
Yeah.
But That doesn't seem to be the case with Zach Taylor.
Okay. So let me give you, we talked last segment. Kansas City, could they, might they miss the playoffs even? They're 3-4. And we saw a pretty good path to 4-7 for them after the next four games. Bengals are 5-2. They're 5-2. They have they still have two against Cleveland coming up. So they'll split that, right?
You'd think so, yeah.
But they play the Jets. I'm just going to give you the obvious wins, right? The Jets. What do you think about the 49ers right now?
Really bad offense.
How about Denver?
Okay defense.
Should be able to beat Denver.
Yep, should be able to beat Denver.
And then that late season game against Kansas City. That could be for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, well, at the pace
the winner goes to the playoffs
right now. I mean, are you still not favoring them to win the AFC North? Because they have the AFC North lead right now. With the win yesterday, they got the tiebreaker in the AFC North. They're at 5-2. And they're leading their division. So, I mean, if you keep, you know, look towards the rest of the season, you would say they could win the AFC North and they're not even worried about a wild card spot. They won't even be in the wild card hunt.
I mean, you're just trying to say that, right?
What?
So I still got to think a fully healthy Cleveland, but you had a fully healthy Baltimore yesterday, right? Where else in the NFL do we want to look?
Does the Tom Brady football do anything for you?
The 600 touchdown?
Yeah. They had no problems yesterday winning their game. But the fact that he threw his 600th touchdown is what got the headlines, because then immediately Mike Evans threw it into the stands. Obviously not realizing what it was, and then they had to send the trainer out there to negotiate with the full power of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers backing him. And now that ball is being valued at, which I'm gonna put a disclaimer. I'm kind of hesitant on this as the actual figure, but minimum $500,000 could be closer to $750,000. Now the reason I'm hesitant on that is just because I feel like if you're reaching out to get, you know, a quote for a story, whoever's telling you that's probably gonna go with the higher end of that number. Mm-hmm. To make it a little more eye-popping. But still, even if it's six figs, you gave up what could be your ultimate score for almost nothing.
Did you see what the deal was? What he got in return?
He got back a $1,000 gift card, right? Or something like that?
During the game, the report was a game ball and an autographed jersey. I don't know if they've added on since then.
A game ball.
Well,
it's probably a punt. He just went in and flipped it to him after.
I think Brady was told about it in post game, and then he said, we're going to get him a couple jerseys and a helmet, whatever the guy wants.
A helmet. Can at least be a phone helmet.
How about $400,000?
Right. If it's such a big deal to you, Tom.
And what is $400,000 to you? That's what I'd be asking for.
Well, the guy, though, handed it over right away saying, you know, it's for Tom Brady, man.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's probably
long-time
tough.
Long-time Bucks quarterback Tom Brady.
Yeah, I did think that was kind of funny that they want that piece of history after he's been there a season and a half so far.
You think if you're a Buccaneers fan, who's your favorite Buccaneers quarterback of all time?
Sean King.
Trent Dilfer.
Jameis.
Come on, you're putting down Tom Brady?
Okay, Brad Johnson.
He just brought you everything. And yeah, when are you going to get tired of just saying how amazing he is?
Yeah, just
that
throwing we four were all, touchdowns and a half.
Especially when you see the alternative on the other side. Boy, Justin Fields didn't have a good day.
No. We got some good memes from him, though, just not having a good day on the bench. That was fun.
Just being all beaten down. What was the final score of that game? It was a million, right? They had a 38-3.
Yep.
I thought that was the Scorigami. Oh, that was the Cardinals game. Do you know what Scorigami is?
Oh, yeah. I love seeing what games are Scorigami. I like to see in the fourth quarter what percentage we have to get there.
Yeah, 31-5 is a score that has never happened before in NFL history. And the Cardinals beat the Texans to go 7-0. 7-0 for Cliff and Kyler.
Got a Week 17 matchup against the Cowboys. That could be for possibly the number one seed in the NFC. That would be interesting. The fact that they're playing Week 17.
That would be interesting because now you don't rest, right? You go balls out. But whatever team goes balls out and loses has to play next week.
Well, so there's a Week 18 this year.
Oh, it's week. I'm sorry.
So this is the
not
second
the last,
to last
week of the
week.
Season.
This
okay,
is
okay.
The second to last week, but still.
Okay.
By that point, you know, teams could
bad
start
point.
Thinking about
bad point by me, but.
But that's I mean, that's a time where they could be fighting for the number one seed, and that would be awesome if we got to see the Cowboys and Cardinals actually fighting for it. I don't know that either team will still be in that position by then. Who knows? But
what
that
are
would
the standings
be a great game
right
to look
now?
Forward to.
Aren't they? Aren't the Cowboys like three games up on everybody right now?
In the NFC East?
Yeah, I mean, Arizona still has the Rams. And I still believe the Seahawks will give them some tough games. Let's see. They're 7-0, Packers 6-1, Rams 6-1, Buccaneers 6-1.
Yeah, but the Cardinals have already beat the Rams. So
if Cowboys,
that's supposed to be the
that's
test,
right, in LA, right?
Yeah, so if that's their ultimate test, they passed that already.
Yeah, I think Cowboys have a pretty good stranglehold on the division right now at 5-1, and every other team in the NFC East is 2-5.
Yeah.
So it still might be the worst division in football.
But at least
it
we're not having
just has the Cowboys
to,
in it.
Yeah, we're not just trying to eke out being 4-6 and saying, no, we can still win it. We got it.
No, let's
nice
go
just
with...
Go ahead and shut the door.
I'm going to give you the AFC South as... Well, and the East looked pretty bad, too.
Although you had the Patriots putting up 50 yesterday. Do you think after what you saw last week, they'd be putting up 50 the following?
They did play the Jets, right?
Yeah, but...
Mike White and the Jets.
Yeah, they played Mike White. Remember him?
No, who is he? Why? Why don't I know him? Why do I know him and don't I know him?
He was a former Cowboy draft pick, right?
Yeah, Western Kentucky.
Fifth round, maybe? He was a. I don't know if he ever played here, but he was a Cowboys quarterback that they drafted.
Mike White.
Like I said, he never played in a regular season game.
But he was on
sure.
the roster?
He was on the 53, man. I don't think he was ever active for a game.
Okay.
He was, I think he was going to be Dak's backup. He was a 2018 fifth round pick. So Dak had already been solidified by then, obviously.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.